beautiful, Kevin. Thank you. And that is Federico Longo, and he played in Ansonia, and you've been using his music for some of your videos. Yes. For the Naugatuck River. Would you, okay, folks, thanks for tuning in today. My guest is Kevin Zack, who's the steward of the Naugatuck River. How do people get more involved in what you're trying to do to bring more attention to the river?
Well, you could reach us by Facebook, the Naugatuck River Revival Group. I think what we're trying to do is create personal stewardship of the river. And I think I know it is actually taking place. For instance, at the Waterbury Naugatuck line, we have, there's a parking lot and access. It's called the Naugatuck River Access. And several people over the course of the last several years have been literally taking ownership, and the place is quite nice. We have a little free library there. We have a four-sided kiosk with information. We have a table that was created and built by a local artist. And even the pathway down to the river has been worked on by somebody that, two individuals that just come there and find peace and relaxation at the river. But while they're there, they pick up trash, fishing line, and created actually a path that made it even wheelchair accessible. I know of one person that was able to get down to the river in a wheelchair. And you'll see that they made steps to stop erosion, all sorts of little things. So I guess the way to move forward is, and there are people that do plantings, and they're always asking me for advice. And I said, you know, if you have a good idea, do it. You know, if you believe in what you're doing,
just get to it. So Kevin Zack is here. If you want to call 203-757-1320, when we come back from some very important sponsors, I'm going to talk a little bit about what are the right crafts, kayaks, canoes, etc., to ride down this river. I have not had the opportunity to take it from Thomaston down, so I want to do that this year, and we'll get a little advice on that. I know Mayor Hess wants to do major improvements to the Linden Park in Naugatuck to bring improvement for that park that's on the river so the folks can get more into the river, etc., etc. Maybe you have an idea. So 203-757-1320. Kevin has more music, and this is Hills Gallery. I'm here till 12 o'clock. And this is Hills Gallery, 933, a little bit of light snow. If there's anybody driving around and they want to give us a weather report on the roads and what it's like there, 203-757-1320. Honored to have Kevin Zack. Had the absolute pleasure of running into him at Mayor O'Leary's State of the City address that was really high tech and well done. It was put on by the Water Regional Chamber. There were over 300 people there. And I was a guest of the Savings Bank of Danbury, which took an entire table. And the top brass came out, and many of our Waterbury area Savings Bank of Danbury Advisory Board people came, which I'm part of. It was a thrill. And Kevin, I think that the front page story in the Republican American the next day, written by Michael Puffer, I think Michael does a good job in the City Beat, but I think he missed the story with regard to he took it more about people running against Mayor O'Leary in politics versus the message and the hour of presentation he gave. What was your takeaways on Mayor O'Leary's presentation that day?
My takeaway is that your mayor, the mayor of Waterbury, is a doer, and he's a leader. And what makes a good leader is somebody that can see an idea that somebody may have brought to him or her and waters it and sets the seed and lets other people go and do it and succeed. So he offers encouragement and help, but he doesn't get in the way. So what you saw is a lot of ideas that actually were turned into action, and each of those actions cumulatively are adding up to a better city. and a better environment, a better quality of life, whether it's a lower tax base, I mean, a higher tax base and lower taxes to, you know, a simple one that is more tuned to me is the river. And he went with an idea. And he didn't get in the way, and he just allowed it to happen.
And that was the River Brigade.
That was the River Brigade. But that's just one example, and that I could speak to personally.
Well, we're talking river this segment, so that's why I keep bringing this in.
But it's all connected, Tom.
True.
Everything is connected, and the wildlife is, believe it or not, you know, whether you you think that you don't have to be a wildlife lover or a bird lover or a fisherman to have this all affect you positively. And it could be simply because your property values have gone up, because now you have a cleaner river and you attract more companies and a workforce, or your grandkids might become fishermen. You may not care about fish.
203-757-1320. Happy to have Kevin and Zach here, and I want to talk about the craft and places, crafts, kayaks, canoes, places to get on. But with that said, back to Mayor O'Leary's presentation, where I thought Michael Puffer from the Republican American, and this was a front page story, missed the story as far as I was concerned. To me, it was a message of hope. It was a message of success. It was a report on everything that's going on. Also, anybody that had helped him, the movers and shakers, volunteers, were all in the audience. And he even went with things that were wrong. Please, don't leave laptops in your cars. Lock your cars. The cars are being stolen left and right. Folks, you've got to help us with this. Also, he talked about the drug problems and the way that they've saved about 250 folks from heroin overdoses by the Narcan. He really got into the ups and the downs.
He wasn't running away for anything. He just wants a better Waterbury. And that's the message.
And if there's any, and Ann Caroli, if you're listening, Mike Puffer directly, you missed the story. But I'm a giant fan of the Republican American. The paper today is unbelievable. And as I get to 12 o'clock, I'm going to highlight some of the stuff from the Wall Street Journal and the Waterbury paper today, because, you know, they're also real assets. And I can't thank you enough, Kevin Zach, because you were in the audience and it was really cool to meet you there. Now, let's get back to the river. If people want to kayak or canoe or go down this river, starting way the heck up in Thomaston, what should they be doing for safety, boats, especially if they don't know what they're doing? What would you recommend?
Well, first thing I would recommend is go to Rivers Alliance's website, and they've put together canoe and kayaking points along different rivers, as well as the Naugatuck River, and they offer advice. There's also naugatuckriver.net that I don't know, it used to, I haven't been on that website in a while, that used to offer advice and information about kayaking, as well as fishing and recreating on the Naugatuck River. But I would, before I got on a moving river with a kayak or a canoe, I would go to a flat water pond or lake. I would not step into a moving river without getting your feet and butt wet, literally and figuratively, by learning how a kayak or a canoe moves and how you can move with it. So I wouldn't, because because once you get in there, you're moving. I don't care how slow it is, and you just can't correct things that easily if you're just guessing. So there's no reason to guess. And the first kayaks and I bought, I put them in a pool, and I fell over because I was a little frightened of them, and I wanted to make sure I can get out of them. Because I always had that fear, it seems like you get stuck because there's a little cockpit in there. And I put my son in, you know, and he was only 8 years old. So I wanted to see how he can react to it in a safe environment. And so I would start there, and then from there, I think you will get the confidence to do that. Then I would learn. The next thing I would learn is what the flow of the river is at any particular time. And the way you do that is you go to the USGS real-time water data. And through the websites from Rivers Alliance or naugatuckriver.net, they have links to 2 meters on the Naugatuck River.
Well, that's interesting.
So the USGS has these river meters that update about every 15 minutes. Now, you need to translate that, because seeing the river in height and in it reads in 2 different ways, in feet or in cubic feet per second, how fast the water is moving. I don't use the height in feet because I do not know how to read it. It doesn't mean anything right to me. So if it's 2 feet or 4 feet, I don't know what that means. I don't know if it's over my head or it's up to my ankles. I only use the one in Thomaston. There's a meter in
Let me stop you. You sure just said a very important thing, and I'm thinking you said if the water's up your feet or over your head, and I'm going, is Kevin over his head like this water's too fast and he shouldn't go in it? But I personally helped with the duck race when Dave Prendergast was with NEDC, and we went in behind the Universal Copy on South Main Street where the old Chevrolet dealer, now it's in Napa, and we had to go in to try to string the river to catch the ducks, etc. And you know what? It was over my head back there, and the water was freaking cold. And you'd think the Naugatuck River, in places you see it, you can just, you know, step in it. So you're right. That river can play a lot of different
it's
times.
Schizophrenic. It's good very word. It's very steep.
Schizophrenic. That's the show.
The river is very steep. It's very steep and rocky. It's very different than the Farmington or the Housatonic in that fact. And it drops about a foot a mile. It's about 40 miles long. And so it fills up very quickly like a bathtub. And sometimes the Army Corps of Engineers pulls the plug up in Thomaston. And so the river can start to rise even though it's not raining anymore. And the river drains very quickly as well.
I have gone down it at least a half a dozen times with Chester Cornaccia from Naugatuck with different kayaks. And I have no fancy kayak, and you're making me think that I'd like to get a couple of better ones. That's a whole other lesson of what to buy. But there were times the first year we went down with the race, 400 people showed up. And the river moved pretty good, but it wasn't wild.
It was perfect.
Then I went out a couple times with Chester with a group of us just to ride down the river, and it was rolling, and it was deep, and it was like being on a thrill ride. And sometimes with the way you're talking about topography, and it goes down a foot per
mile.
There were certain times that we went down so low, or I and my kayak and my associates, I went down so low that I thought I was going to sink. It was like you went down 4 or 5 feet, you were going to get sucked under, and all of a sudden you got spit back out. And also, and this is a 7-mile run where we would jump, get in at behind the old Howard Johnson's, I think you have a little park there, and you'd ride all the way down to Beacon Falls. And when you were going down through the twisted area of Route 8 through and looking up at the mountains, those big rocks, they weren't there. The river was so deep. Talk about blowing your mind. And I'm having fun talking about this.
It changes all the time. Let me give you another perspective, and I hope I don't get too into the weeds too much, but the flood of 55 now in Thomaston. Remember, I don't use Beacon Falls because that's below me. So I have no use for the flow down in Beacon Falls, because between Waterbury and Beacon Falls, there are other streams that come in and add to the water flow. So the cubic feet per second changes. So it's always going to be higher down in Beacon Falls than it is in Thomaston. Now, even though I don't live in Thomaston and I live on the Waterbury-Naugatuck line, and where that's where the access, Naugatuck access is, I use the one in Thomaston as if it was in front of my house. So when I say the river is running at 300 cubic feet per second, I say it's higher where I'm actually putting in, but it's a reference point. That's all it is. It tells me whether it's over my head, it's dangerous, or there's not enough water.
Yeah, and it can be over your head in a couple different ways. If you fall out of it, the water can be that deep versus
where it moves you.
It could be over your head for maneuvering down through the rocks. When it's high, there's not as many rocks, but when it's low, it's kind of, and it's fun to look at the Naugatuck River when it's been raining for a day.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And you go over
fun.
One of the bridges and you look down, and we'll be looking and saying, should I go home and get my helmet and my wetsuit? Don't go in this river either without a professional life jacket, maybe something that fits you real good, like a water skiing life jacket, maybe a helmet. Maybe you want a cord to, like a surfboard, to hook to the kayak. I know I got spit out of it in one of the races going down a place where Naugatuck, where it dropped down.
We pulled out people. Susan Cables, I had to go out on a rock in the Beacon Falls area you were talking about by High Rock.
Yep.
She was stuck on a rock out there. I had to go out and wade it out along under Route 8. And had to push her up the bank to Route 8.
Yeah, you got to think about this and be careful. If it's one of these days where the river isn't running at all, then it's a chore to paddle 7 miles.
You better bring your sneakers because you're going to be walking a lot. You just reminded me.
He's got a couple of more tunes. I'm going to hold them over because this is a riveting discussion as far as I'm concerned. 203-757-1320. If you have questions, if you don't like the discussion, give us a call. 203-757-1320. If you want to write a note to Tom Shute about this show, talkback@watr.com. Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, there's if you go to John Murray, the Waterbury Observer's website, I wrote an article about the dangers of the Naugatuck River, of paddling in the Naugatuck River. You know, you asked me what do I recommend and what kind of suggestions. Definitely go to that, because it talked about when there was a high flow and we found four people that had lost their kayaks after a few minutes in the Naugatuck River. They had borrowed four, and I recovered them days and weeks later. And they were very, they're lucky they didn't lose their lives. And they just thought that was a cool thing to do, and they borrowed a couple of kayaks and put in. And I really highly recommend that. So it's there. If you want me to tell you about do we have a minute?
Yep.
Okay. To give you a perspective of how the river changes and the different flows. The flood of 55 was approximately, I believe, 5,000 cubic feet per second.
What does that mean in English?
Well,
you're getting there.
So I took a ride with a guy named Charlie Brackett. He was from Massachusetts, a national champion canoer, to test the very first race, right before the race.
And folks, we're talking about the Naugatuck River. If you just tuned in, Kevin Zach, River Steward, here live on Hills Gallery.
So we put in on Platts Mills when it was only 2,000 cubic feet per second. And let me tell you something, if I did not have a bailer, I was in big trouble. A bailer meaning it was actually a cutout a laundry detergent container that would scoop the water out.
Did you say you were in kayak or canoe?
I was in a kayak. He was in a canoe. Now, he's a champion canoeist, and he went through a little, just above the Bristol Street Bridge. I didn't dare do that at that time. I put in just below that.
So Bristol Street, just give us a location.
That's on halfway in the middle of Platts Mills from South Main to Route 8 exit.
It.
So it's almost exactly, you know, it's in the halfway mark. But that's where there's a breach dam there. So there's heavy flow of water. It's tricky if there's a lot of water. And it's tricky if there's not a lot of water because of the rocks. But having said that, I took in a lot of water by what you call waves, where there might be a big rock. So your kayak dips along there, and the water splashes into your boat. And when it does that, the boat becomes very unstable. And it was really rocking. It was moving. Now, remember, that was only 2,000 cubic feet per second. Versus safe, I think Sandy was around 3,000.
Storm Sandy.
Storm Sandy was around 3,000 cubic feet per second. By the way, those storms actually change the river. And that's what makes it also dangerous the next time you go down, because now what you thought was existing is not, it's not the same, like whether there's a tree in the way, which could be dangerous. So it moves trees, a big, big tree.
And you're right. And when I thought about after going down the kayak race the first time with 400 people, when you hit the halfway into Naugatuck, below South Main Street, and just, I think, somewhere along the Uniroyal chemical plant, there was a spot where the river took kind of a hard left, and it was like a thrill ride. It seemed like you went down 15, 18 feet like you were at Disney World. And I made that run down there, but other people got dumped. And then the next time I came to run down the race, that thrill ride was not there. That's an interesting dynamic you're talking about.
So that, well, it's a perfect segue. Now, having said I went down at 2,000 cubic feet per second, my recommendation for anybody, especially beginner kayaks, a good flow is between 300 and 500 cubic feet per second.
Okay.
Anything, I would not personally go take a kayak in below 250 cubic feet per second. Now, remember, that's the Thomaston number. It's not really the flow of where I'm putting in Waterbury, in Naugatuck-Waterbury line. It's just a reference point. It's my reference point. So, because remember, there's only two, one in Beacon Falls and Thomaston. Now, to put it into another perspective, the reason why I would, a 300 to 500 is really good is because it's not too fast. Like when I went with Charlie Brackett, but it's, you're not gonna get stuck. You're gonna make it. You're gonna make it around rocks. When it's around 500, it's gonna be over most of all those boulders, and so it makes it for an easier trip. Now, the River Brigade, we were cleaning it.
Hold that thought on the River Brigade. This is riveting. I want to stop a second. I've got to play a couple of commercials. We're going to come back and finish. I'm going to keep him over. We'll take some phone calls, 203-757-1320. He brought some music. We're going to play it too. Right back.
Builders, plumbers, machine shops, pet shops, all kinds of businesses have found true happiness in a bank. At Ion Bank, 98% of their business banking customers stick with them for 10 years or more because they stick with them. They don't sell their loans to other banks. They don't have revolving door bankers, and they make fast local decisions. Make your business banking all kinds of easier. Visit ionbank.com. Member FDIC, a preferred SBA lender. Dr. McHugh and Associates pride themselves on gentle foot care with a proficient staff keeping wait times at a minimum. Podiatry is a specialized field of medicine dedicated to the treatment of foot and ankle disorders, bunions, hammer toes, heel pain, flat feet, ingrown nails, warts, corns, calluses, diabetic foot care, and sports injuries. Dr. McHugh and Associates Podiatry participates with most insurance carriers, including Medicare, Anthem, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Blue Care Plan, Cigna, United Healthcare, HealthNet, Aetna, and Oxford. If you should need surgery, all of their offices are equipped for surgery, and if you should need or prefer to have surgery in a hospital setting, their doctors are affiliated with most hospitals. Dr. McHugh and Associates will always do their best to accommodate your needs where possible. They do emergency visits and same-day appointments. Dr. McHugh and Associates, with offices in Watertown, Wolcott, and Torrington. Put your best foot forward in the capable hands of Dr. McHugh and Associates.
There's a new tire shop in Watertown.
We welcome back Vismart Tire and Auto. They're the new tire shop in Watertown. Mike Santoro, formerly of Santoro Brothers Tire, will handle all of your tire and auto repair needs. Let Mike's 50 years of experience work for you. Be smart, buy smart from Watertown's new tire shop. All brands available at the best prices in the area, some sold with a road hazard warranty. Also visit their pre-owned car dealership. Buy Smart Auto Sales, an honest dealer with competitive prices. Stop by or call Lou Orsini and let him find your next dream car or truck. You can also visit them at BuySmartAutoSalesCT.com to check out their inventory. Great pre-owned cars and trucks. Financing is available. And don't forget to visit Boomer McLeod, the premier car audio company in the state. They service new car dealers on Straits Turnpike. For more information, give them a call at 860-274-0070. Buy Smart Tire and Auto and Boomer McLeod, 909 Main Street next to the firehouse in Watertown.
Need to buy, sell, or lease commercial real estate? I'm Tom Hill, CCIM and SIOR. Here are some of my listings. 55 acres high up on a hill in Thomaston, Connecticut. Also 4.5 acres with a house on the Watertown-Waterbury line. I also have an 18,000 square foot flex industrial or automotive building in NIP that can expand by 40,000 square feet or park 200 cars. We have 4 ground up guest C-store development sites. And we always have new listings and buyer slash tenant assignments. So give me a call, Tom Hill III, CCIMSIOR, at 203-755-HILL. That's 203-755-4455. And check us out at TomHill.com. Thanks.
WATR Radio, a member of UConn Nation, the place for you to find UConn Husky women's and men's basketball all season long. Brought to you proudly by Savings Bank of Danbury, Connecticut's local bank, DeGiorgi Roofing and Siding, family-owned for over 85 years, and by The Cave, sports pub and restaurant in Waterbury. Be sure to check the UConn sports schedule at WATR.com.
Hills Gallery, we're back at 9:57. Let's do 1 minute on the flows of the river and the River Brigade before we move to the Fox News. I'm going to keep Kevin over, so don't go away. Kevin Zach, the steward of the Naugatuck River.
Tom, we're talking about the river flow. So you get the flood of 55, around 5,000 cubic feet per second. Then you got Hurricane Sandy at 3,000 cubic feet per second. I go down at a class 2 river at 2,000 cubic feet per second, and that's all I could handle with a lot of water coming into my boat. And I would have been in big trouble if I didn't have a bailer. I believe that to go from Waterbury to Beacon Falls at 300 or 250 to 500 cubic feet per second is a decent flow. Now, to walk in the river and be comfortable, you want to get, you know, down into like some around 100 cubic feet per second.
And there's times when you see the Naugatuck River, you could put your sneakers on and walk around less than a minute to go.
So when we had the River Brigade, we got into the river at when it was around 20 cubic feet per second. It was so low. So the river recently has, in the last couple of years, have been either very, very high where you can't get in it, or it's dangerous unless you're experienced, or it's extremely low where you can get anywhere and pull anything out.
Which you pulled all kinds of transmissions, junk. The Mayor O'Leary had showed everything that you pulled out. Absolutely amazing. Left over from the Industrial Revolution here in Connecticut. Tires galore, etc. So we're running up to the Fox News and Chris Fortier again with the local news and the weather. If there's any callers out there in the next hour that want to tell us about the weather, 203-757-1320 and the driving. This is Hills Gallery. We're here till noon. We have Roland Hopkins coming on from the Connecticut Real Estate Journal at about 11:10. I've got lots more music. Kevin's going to stay over. And this is 1320 WATR, Hills Gallery, on till noon. Happy you're here. And we're here every Saturday until late June. And Kevin's going to stay over. And here's your Fox News.